Okay, yesterday, today is Psachim Daf Yud Gimel in the Yerushalmi, and yesterday we started the second Perek, Perek Kol Sha'a. So we have Perek Kol Sha'a, Kol Sha'a, the Mishnah said, the relationship between the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana of Chametz. The Mishnah says, as long as it's Asr to eat, mutter to eat chametz, as mutter to get hana from chametz, ma'achil, give to your animals, and all the other types of hana that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Selling it to a guy, mutter b'hana, offers mana, but once the time comes, it's asr b'hana, you can't use it to, as fuel in your, oven, well, yasa botana v'kirayim, and we have the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Just to mention it quickly, but again, it's gonna come up again and again. But just that machlokas about bir chametz, el b'sreifer, now we'll get to the makar for Rabbi Yehuda is from Nosar, but Rabbi Chaim without, actually we'll mention maybe one of the questions that the Rambam Shita, the Rambam says that you don't get malchus for Balvira Bayimatze unless you did an action. Kana chametz bepesach, o chimso, or made chametz. Then you're going to get malchus for Bal Yerubba Yematze. But if you have chametz in your house, Ma'elo chametz kodem ha-pesach, uba pesach velo biro, you just have chametz in your house, henicha bershuso, avol bisha avrol shnei lavin, you violate the Issa d'Araisa, but in a lokim benatorah, you're not going to get malchus, bepdei shelo asa b'maisa, because there's no maisa done. So that's the Rambam. You're going to get malchus if you do a maisa, but not if you don't do a maisa. So ask the Mefarshim, fine. If you do a maisa, that solves the problem of lav she'en b'maisa, but isn't it also a lav hanitach la'aseh? If you have chametz, that's a mitzvah to burn it. Tashbisu, sa'ar mivateichem. So why should the Rambam say that just because you do a maisa, you're going to get malchus? There's two reasons why you shouldn't get malchus. Lav she'en b'maisa and lav hanitach la'aseh. So even if you solve the lav she'en b'maisa problem, shouldn't you also be putter because of lav hanitach la'aseh? So the Rambam and the Reb Chaim, in the Reb Chaim al Rambam, and based on another question too, but he says maybe there's a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We pass on like the Chachamim, and maybe the Gemara that he quotes from elsewhere, maybe there's a machlokas, there's a Gemara that passes like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a lav she nitak la'aseh, because it's an aseh of tashbisu that's menatek, it's a kiyum aseh, it's an active mitzvah to do. It's not just an isra aseh, it's a kiyum aseh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a lav nitak la'aseh. And therefore, you would be potter for that reason. But according to the Chachamim, it's not about the destruction. It's just about making sure that you don't have chametz. And that's not an asay that is strong enough or that type to be a lav hanitak la'asay. And that's the Rambam. Hatam de lo chashav lav hanitak la'asay, to whom ishim desir le dach tashbisu ikaru hu isar asay, shalo yia lo chametz. Vavi kemo kol dvarim ha'asurim ba'asay v'lo sasay de lo av hanitak la'asay. Now, and that's why Ashpas also Bechaldover, it's just more about the result than about the Maisa. According to Yehuda, it would be a Lav Nitak La'aseh. So that's Reb Chaim. The Minchas Chinuch also talks about this Chakira in Mitzvates Tashbisu. Again, it's an active or passive. You have a mitzvah to buy chametz before Pesach in order to destroy it? Or could you just make sure that you don't have chametz and many other nafkaminas, which hopefully we'll talk about at another time. So says the Gemara, Kol Shah, we're on Yud Beis Mabeis. Kol Shah v'chulu, Am Rabbi Imi, Mantana, who is the opinion of our Mishnah that says, Isra Achil, Isra No, always go together. Mantana, Kol Shah, Shu Mutter Lochal, Mutter Lahachil, Aser Lochal, Aser Lahachil. Who is the one that says that it always goes together, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir, who we had earlier on Dath, Hey, Amit Aleph. Right, Rabbi Meir is the one that said that there are only two times in Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir said, Ochlim Kol Chamesh, V'sarfim, B'tchil HaSheish. So through the fifth hour, it's mutter to eat and get hana. Through after the fifth hour, it's usher to eat or to get hana. So that's the opinion that's being reflected here. But according to Grum Krab Yehuda, chamish is during the fifth hour, that's limbo. Ava bishu usher locha mutter lahachil. According to Yehuda, the fifth hour does not conform to this rule. You're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to get benefit. So the Mishnah must not be talking about Rabbi Yehuda, it must be like Rabbi Meir. The Bavli has another day that maybe it's like Rabbi Gamliel, maybe Truma is different, but the Yerushalmi does not have another day. Hesiv, Rabbi Ba says, one second. Is this Mishnah really saying the comparison between Achil and Na'ah and they always go together? The Mishnah says in hours they go together. So the Gemara is going to ask now, does that mean an object, they also go together? And everything that's Asr Ba'achila of Chametz is Asr Ba'na of Chametz? But that's not true. But v'hasiv erba v'hatanina, we learned it in Mishnah a little bit later on, Adaf Chavav. The Mishnah says si'ur. Si'ur shouldn't be confused with sa'or. Sa'or is sourdough, which is used to be mechametz isos acheros. Si'ur is inedible chametz. Si'ur, the Karmadeda says later on, Adaf Chavav, shalo hechmetz kol tsarcho. It's what's called chametz noksha. It's inedible chametz. Yisareif, it has to be burned. You're not allowed to have it in your house. V'ya'och lo pater, but if you eat it, there's no karis. V'ya'och lo pater. So, you are not allowed to eat it. You're just not going to get punished. It's the nisid araisa, but you're not going to get karis for it. V'yamar avchuna b'shem rav, mutalachilo klavim, but you can give it to dogs. So what do you see about si'ur? Si'ur, this chametz noksha, is asr b'achila b'motar mana. Doesn't that violate your rule? You just said isr achila, isr mana always go together. So Gemara says, no, we didn't say it always goes together. Amar Reb Yosa, ma asinon misni. What was the Mishnah talking about? Kol chametz. Did the Mishnah say any chametz? Lo, sha'os. What's the name of the parak? Kol sha'a. It's about the hours. Any time that chametz is asr b'achila, it's also going to be asr b'hana. But it doesn't mean any chametz. Man tana sha'os, Rabbi Meir. All the Mishnah means is like the hours time, and that's Rabbi Meir. The same hours of isr achila are isr hana, but it could be objects that are one and not the other. Fine. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, Kumei Rabbi Zeira, Zos Omeres. Our Mishnah teaches us. How does our Mishnah teach us? Our Mishnah does not make any difference between whose animal. It says as long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed animals. It's mashma, as long as after you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to feed animals, any animals. Sounds like even hefker animals. Zoso meres, switch the girsa, she asur laha achilo lebehemas hefker. Right? This teaches us, this is the girsa of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, right? It's asur, we learn from our Mishnah, that it's asur to be machil behemas hefker. Right? It's there, you get some type of hana by feeding behemas hefker. Maybe you feel good and, you are following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some say, V'racham HaVakal Masav, and, Baal Chesed, even to the animals, like is described in Barchi Nafshi as well. So you see from our, Mishnah, says Rebbe Bun, says in front of Rebbe Zira, our Mishnah proves that you're not allowed to, in the time when it's Asr Bana, you're not allowed to even feed behemas hefker. Hezer Rebbe Yirmiya, really? But Vatanina Mefarer. But doesn't it say in our Mishnah that you have two choices, according to the Chacham, how to get rid of your chametz? Mefarer, either crumple it up and throw it to the wind, or Savra Yirmiya Kikaros, or throw it into the Yam as whole Kikaros. Isn't that how we should understand the Mishnah? There's Mefarer, Vizora LaRuach, Kama, Umata LaYam. Choice two. So you see, you're allowed to throw whole rolls into the water, even though the fish are going to eat them. So you see, though, you see from that part of the Mishnah, that it is mutter to be ma'achil behemos hefker. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, no, you misunderstood. And these are really 2 days on the Bavli. Lo amar elo mefarer, no. Mefarer is going on both. Right? When you read the Mishnah, mefarer, and then either, zor l'ruach mataliyam. But you have to crumple it up in both. So if you crumple it up at the crumbs and then throw it in the water, then it dissolves right away. And even the fish aren't going to eat it. Lo amar elo mefarer, mikivan shepiro, batel. Once you mafar it is batel, it's meaningless. So either it's not even existent. Reb Chaim Kanievsky seems to say it just doesn't have chashivas. Lo chashiv afilu yochluhu dagim ein bakach klum. Ein bakach klum. Okay, so this is the Rabbi Bun statement, and we try to disprove it from the Mishnah, and we defend it. The Aida Amar Da. So where is the source? Why would you not be able to give chametz to hefker animals? Right? What is the source? So the pasuk says lo ye'achel chametz. So that's the pasuk. Doesn't say lo yochal, not to eat. Lo yochal, chametz shall not be eaten. You shouldn't cause any chametz to be eaten. Afilu, skip the next word. Afilu leklavim, even to dogs. That's the drasha, right? Even dogs lo ye'achel chametz. Even dogs can't eat. Skip the next five words. Man and kaimin, right? So whose dogs are we talking about? The pasuk that says that alludes to us that chametz cannot be eaten even to the dogs. Which dogs? Im lekalbo, if we're talking about a person's own dogs, hahani iser hanaya, that's already aser bahana. And as we're about to see, B'Hashem, in a couple of minutes, right, there's a shita of Rabbi Avoa, the name of Rabbi Lazar, that says whenever it says don't eat in the Torah, it means don't get benefit. Unless the Torah goes out of its way to say you're allowed to get benefit. But usually an iser achila automatically becomes an iser hana. Also, so if we're talking about his dog, but we already know chametz is usher to eat, so we would know automatically that chametz is usher to get benefit from. So what is this extra pasuk teaching me? Lo yelcha chametz ela kianan kaimin afilu kerav achirim. It must be even to other people's dogs, right? And hefker dogs, right? And that's also included in the iser zoso meres also lachilu behemas hefker. That teaches me it's usher b'machil. Even behemas hefker, we know that from the pasuk of lo yelcha chametz. It sounds like it's a din d'araisa. Sounds like a din d'oraisa, a real limud according to the Yerushalmi. Okay, so now we get into the sugya, and some might remember this from the Bavli, beginning of the second parakh also, Rebbe Yavahu. In the Bavli, it's also Chizkia, but here we have Rebbe Yavahu in the name of Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Yavahu in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. The two deis that we're going to have in the Gemara about Isser Achila and Isser Hana. Rebbe Yavahu, first deya, Rebbe Yavahu b'shem Rebbe Elazar. Kol makom shenemar, lo socha, lo sochlu, lo yochlu. Whenever it says in the Torah, don't eat. Atofes iser hanaya ki iser achila. It really also means don't consume in any type of way or get benefit in any type of way. Don't consume at all. Don't get any pleasure. Ache yavo akasa v'yifrosh lecha. Unless the Torah comes along and it explicates a heter. Kishem shepirish lecha, like the Torah gave a heter. Bibasar min hachayu b'nevela. There are two cases, which the Gemara is about to quote, that by basar min achai, if I have a flesh of a live animal, or nevela, an animal that died without shechita, by both of those, the Torah says don't eat, and then the Torah says, but you're allowed to get benefit. What do you mean? Of course. If it says don't eat, of course I'm allowed to get benefit. It just says don't eat. It must be that don't eat means don't get benefit, and therefore only when the Torah says don't get benefit, only when the Torah says you're allowed to get benefit, is it mutter to get benefit? Otherwise, it's usur to get benefits. The Gemara here is discussing the relationship. Whenever it says isra achila, it also means isra hana. Just keep in mind, okay, in the back of one's mind, but it's not what we're talking about here, even though it kind of is, the Rambam and the Nekuda Nifla. The Rambam, in what's known as the Nekuda Nifla, it's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in the third parak in Krisus, where the Rambam there tells us that the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav is really an outgrowth of the Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. Because it says in the Torah, as we know, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat Basar B'chalav. It just says, don't cook Basar B'chalav three times. Lo Savash al-Gedi B'chalev Imo. So the Rambam says, the fact that it doesn't even say Isser Achila, it must be that it's really one shame Isser. And the Isser Hana is just an expansion of the Isser Achila. That's the Rambam. Hachuva lekach shebasar b'chalav lo ne'esar b'hana'a ela machmas she'asar hakasav achilaso. The Isser Hana is an expansion. Lefi haklal shebi'arnu shekol she'nesar b'achila ne'esar lehanos bo ad she'ifer lecha hakasav. Right, he quotes our Gemara. Ve'ein bo pasik ha'oser achilaso u'pasik ha'oser lehanos bo. They're both together. The Rambam says, whenever, if you don't have two separate psukim, so then it's all going to be one flowing from the other. So again, the Rambam says it's by Basar B'chalav. And he brings the Raya from our Rebbe Avo. Umikivin Shamayinu, what L'mayin Afkimin is this, Isser Chalal Isser. I mean, if you want to say something is Asr B'chila, you want to make it also Asr B'na, but if Isser Ana is flowing from Isser B'chila, then it's already Asr. V'kivin Shamayinu ain Isser Chalal Isser, L'fichach lo yachal Isser Basar B'chalav, Al Isser Nevela. Why? Because the Isser Basar B'chalav is at root in Isser Achila with an expansion of an Isser Hana. But once something is already Asr B'achila, it can't become more. Because that Isser Hana is not an independent factor. Hare lo ye Asr B'ana, elehe mutter B'ana, the ochla lo kemishim Nevela, the yeyred Isser Basar B'chalav legamre shlefi shalo chal. Because it wasn't chal, and the Rambam says, v'havein inyin zeki hu makom ta'us, v'alav tadun b'chol adom elo. It's a big yisod. A big yisod. Okay, but that's the Rambam. Does that apply to all? The example he quoted is our Rabbi Avo, Shem Belazar. Does it apply to any Isuri Hana that flow from an Isra Achila? Kolosocha, losochlu. So we'll have to keep our eyes open. So again, Rabbi Avo says the name of Rabbi Elazar, whenever it says don't eat, it means don't get Hana, unless the Torah matters it like it did by these two cases of Basar Ben Achai Nevela. Where did the Torah matter it by these two cases? V'chima pirish lanu bibasar min hachai. Where does it say that? Basar min hachai. Because it says, u'basar basar the treifa lo sochlu la kelef tashlich odoso. Basar the treifa, a flesh in the field, that's a treifa. Don't eat la kelef tashlich. What do we say that means? So we say that means treifa, that it was ripped off the animal when it was alive. Lo so, you can't eat that. That meat, la kelef tashlich odoso. Give it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. Why would I think that you can't give it to the dogs? It just says don't eat it. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to mention the heter? V'chima pireish lanu b'nevela. Right? What is the added chiddush of, I'm sorry, tashlich odoso, semicolon, right? So why do you have to say that if it only says losochlu, it must be that it's automatically yisrana. And the other one, v'chimapir yisrano benevela, right? What does it mean benevela? By nevela you have the heter hana losochlu kon nevela lager shabasharecha tizden avachala omachar lenachri. By a nevela you could give it to a ger toshav and machar lenachri or sell it to a guy. So, of course you can. It just says by nevela, right? An animal that would die without shechita, that it's asur to eat. Why does the Torah to tell us you're allowed to sell it? It must be that it's not just asur to eat. I would have thought it's asur to get benefit also until the Torah tells us, oh, machar le nachri, until the Torah tells us. Ah, two points or so. So this pasuk, basada basada treifa, lo sochelu, in Shmos Chaf Beis Lamed. Shmos Chaf Beis Lamed. So we mentioned in the past a beautiful thought of the Da'as Zakenim Mibalitosis. Rashi on that pasuk in Perachav Beis in Shmos in Mishpatim tells us that the dogs, why would he give it to the dogs? Because we want to give them their schar for not barking when we went out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Rashi quotes towards the end of Perachav Beis. La'kelev tashlichon oso, afhu kekelev v'chulu, Rashi says, Hashem does not take away the schar of any creature. Sha'amar, Sheneamar, the Chobani Sol Echas Kel Vashono, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tznu Lo Scharo. Give him his schar. But if you look in the Das Akenim here on this pasuk, the Das Akenim says a different point. We're talking about a trefa and an animal that with in the field and the dogs. What dogs are we talking about? It must be that if you ever saw shepherds with a couple hundred sheep, they have a couple of dogs around them that are there to protect them from wolves and foxes and other predators. What must have happened? It must be that the dogs one day fell asleep on the job. And that's how there's a piece of trefa. There's a piece of meat. There's an animal that died without shechita. That's how what you have in front of you. You know what the Torah says? Give it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. What do you mean give it to the dogs? The dog messed up today. That's why I have this. That's why I have this trefa, because the dog messed up. The Torah says, give it to the dog anyway. Why? Was your dog loyal yesterday? Did he do a good job yesterday and the day before? And tomorrow he'll do a good job? You know, he had a bad day. Everybody has bad days. Where's your loyalty? Give it to the dogs. Put things in perspective. That's the amazing Das Akenim on this pasuk of give it to the dogs. Lachel tashlichon oso. The other point to mention is the Torah, the Gemara here quotes, Ubasa basada treifa, the Lashon treifa, and the next pasuk quoted, Losochul kol nevela. So we know that the word treifa there in the Torah is used to mean something else. But in Talmudic terminology, nevela and treifa are two very different things. Bapashtus. Treifa is an animal that might get a good shechita, but it had something else wrong with it. You shechted it, and you see there was a hole in the lung, and it was going to die soon. Right? All the yudches treifas. You have all the treifas that are listed, the simanim in an animal of a mortal wound. That's a treifa. A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. Right? They're both asr to eat. Nevela and treifa. But Reb Chaim proved, and they say this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel, Reb Chaim proved that nevela and treifa are really one shame isser. It's not that there's two different isurim, and if I shecht an animal and it has it's a treifa, I did a perfect shechita, but there's another problem, an external problem with it. No. If it's a treifa, there's a chisaron in the ma'aseh shechita. Even though physically had a ma'aseh shechita. Again, many raises, if you want to look in the Rishima Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik, Shvuas Daf Chaf Dalet, he quotes eight raises to this Reb Chaim. Maybe the clearest raya is that in the Rambam Paskins, that Isurim and Armitztariv Zamzeh. If I have a half a kezias of pig and a half a kezias of chelev, then they're not mitztariv to each other. Unless it's the shame isser, like chala trum and bikurim, if it's the same shame isser. The Rambam says, nevela and treifa are mitztarif to each other. And the Rambam's lashon is, ho'ol v'ha'treifa tchilas nevela hi. Treifa is the beginning of nevela. What does that mean, tchilas nevela? Treifa, the animal's not dead yet, but it's the beginning. It's the same shame isser, the way Reb Chaim understood it. And there are many other arayas to this also. The Rambam, the Sifri. The Sifri says, lo sochlu kol nevela, ein li ela nevela, treifa minayin, tamalomar, nevela, kol nevela. Treif is learned out from kol nevela. Kol nevela. So yiter kol nevela balami chiser treifa mishtayich leisra nevela vishneya mishim echad mitstarfim. And there's other rayas as well, which we are not going to go into right now. So we continue. So now the Gemara says, before we get into many kashas on the Shita, again, Rabbi Yehovah Rabbi Elazar says, every time he says Ezra Achil, it also means Ezra Anah. Tani Chizkiya Upalag. Rabbi Chizkiya just quotes a brisa that says, that must be against this. And we're going to see this brisa on the next daf. Bez Hashem. V'chima Asru Lekelev. Just taking one line out of a longer brisa, which we'll see, who answered it to the dog? Meaning, the fact that the Torah matters it to the dog, but who needs that pasuk? Who answered it? You don't need a pasuk to matter it if it was never answered. You know, that mentality is that it's not automatically usher bahana. And therefore, the brisa wonders why you need a pasuk to matter it. Period. So now we get into, if you remember this from the Bavli too, a number of kashas on Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So he says every time there's an isra, there's a lashon in the Torah of lo sochal, it means don't know hana. Vaksiv kachelav shor v'chesev ha'ez lo sochelu. It says any chelev, right? You're not allowed to eat chelev, but you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to get hana from chelev. Me'ata tefez isra hana kisra chila. But one second, according to your rule, Rabbi Avahu, you should say it's aser bana. But we know chelev is mutter bana. Answer. Chelev also has a pasuk that's beferish lahatir. Shan yehi dechsev, v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa, ye aseh l'chol malacha, v'achol lo sochluhu. So there is a beferish pasuk. There's a beferish heter. Right? Just like there's a heter by, so it's really three. Right? There's more also, we'll see. Just like there's a heter by basar minachai, and there's a heter by nevela, there's a heter here by chelev. V'chsev, next one. V'chsev rakadam lo sochelu. Blood. It says you're not allowed to eat blood. You allowed to get benefit from blood? We paskin yes. But me'ata atatofis isra na kisra achila. But according to you, Rabbi Avahu, you should say blood is aser bana. Because it says don't eat blood, it should be the same thing. Shan yehi tichsev again. The pasuk says ala aris tishpachenu kamayim. Right? We had this pasuk at the end of the previous parak. Right? Spill the blood on the ground like water. So we compare water and blood. Maha mayim mutar bana, just like water is mutar bana, af hadam yeh mutar bana. So again, a special limud. Period. What about Gidanoshe? Gidanoshe says, don't eat. Right? Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. And we know Gidanoshe is mutter b'hana'a. Right? You're allowed to give it to a goy as a present. So Amar Rabbi Avo would say, when it says Gidanoshe is mutter, kiyamte b'Gidanoshe she b'nevelas. The Gidanoshe of a nevela is going to be mutter b'hana'a. But a Gidanoshe, in general, of Cheros, that would be aser bana. In Achinami, that would be aser bana. All the heterim that you have, that you see, Ginanasha is mutter bana, that's only by a Ginanasha of a nevela. But a Ginanasha of a kshera, that would be in Achinami aser bana. If you look in the pasuk in Vayishlach, where this pasuk comes up, al kein lo yochlu me'isos Ginanasha, it kind of sounds like Rashi's pshat. What do you mean, Rashi's pshat? Chulin davkuf mabez. Remember that machlokas, the Gemara has chulin davkuf mabez, machlokas, between a behut and a chachamim, whether the Gidanosha of a non-kosher animal has one avera or two averas. The Tanakhama there, the Chum say that the Isra of Gidanosha only applies to kosher animals. If you eat the Gidanosha of a horse, you only get one avera, horse. You don't get Gidanosha. Gidanosha is only an Isra by non-kosher animals. And the Behuda argues, he says, no, it applies by non-kosher animals too, af bitameya. And the Behuda says, I'll prove it to you, because Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach, the brothers did not eat. It says in Vayishlach, lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael Gidanosha, and they ate treif. They weren't mitzuveh. So they could eat horse, but they couldn't eat Gidanosha. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see from there that the Isra of Gidanosha applies to non-kosher animals. Amrulo, so the Chum answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, no raya, besinai ne'emar, eloshenechta bimkomo. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rambam gives a whole pshat, that even if it was also beforehand, that's not important for halachic applications. Again, we've spoken about that Rambam very often, but today we're going to focus on Rashi. Rashi says here, Chulin Dafkuf, what does that mean? B'sinai Ne'amar? Rashi, it's a historical machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says the brothers ate Gidanosha. This pasuk of Lo Yochlu was put in later when Hashem dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told Moshe, put this pasuk in there. So we know why is Gidanosha usher to us? It goes way back to Yaakov Avinu. Al kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael there doesn't mean B'nei Yaakov. It means B'nei Yisrael later. Rashi says, Pasuk Zeshi is Hirola B'Sinai Ne'amar. The Ad Sinai Lohus Haru. There was no Isser to eat Gidanosha before Sinai. El Shenechta Bimkomo. La'achar Shenemar B'Sinai. V'kasa V'Sider Moshe Esatora. Kasa V'Mikra Zeh La'Maisa. Al-Kain Huzaru B'nei Yisrael. Achreichain Shlo Yochlu Gid. It's referring to us. It's not referring to B'nei Yaakov. So that's Rashi. So if you look in the, if you read the Psukim, it kind of sounds like that this Pasuk is the narrator talking. Sounds like this pasuk was put in. It's a little bit, not mochrach, but it sounds that way. The Rambam would say otherwise. But that's the machlokas Rashi, the Rambam, Chulin Daf Kuf. Again, the Chulin, the Rambam there is a yesodos dik, top five Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, in terms of our life. In terms of what we have to focus on. Okay, so the Gemara continues. V'hal k'siv, another pasuk. V'lecha mekhali v'charmel. Lo sochla, that's what I'm saying. The iser of chadash. There's iser of chadash. And it says, lo sochla, you can't eat chadash. But we know you're allowed to get benefit from chadash. So why? According to your Rabbi Avo, it should be asur. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mari, Achuid, Rabbi Yossi, Shan Yehi, Shekasav HaKasav Zman. No, chadash is an iser, a temporary iser. We know after the Omer is brought on, the second day of Pesach is going to be Mutter. So the rule of Isser Achila automatically becomes Isser Hana is only by permanent Isurim. By temporary Isurim, it doesn't apply. Could be because a permanent Isser means that it's an Isser Bechefza. Right? And that's why, maybe that's why it's Isser Bana too. But if it's temporary, maybe that means it's focused really more on the Gavra, and that's why it would only be an Isser Achila. Could be. Or it could just mean, like Rav Chaganevsky here says, Dumya de Nevela and Basar Minachai. Those two are permanent. So this whole limud is based on only Isurim like that. The Haksid, the Gemara did is lo sochlim ki sheketzeim. You're not allowed to eat shratzim. They're disgusting. Shratzim are mutter b'hana. They're only asur b'achila. Am Rebbe Mana miet isur hana shebo. Got to add in the pasuk. The Karban Eda explains. The pasuk says, sheketz yu lachem. The shratzim are disgusting to you. So that extra word lachem teaches me, you can have something. Lachem, they're mutter bahana. This is all Rabbi Avoh number one. So now we get to Rabbi Avoh number two, which, what was Rabbi Avoh number one? Every Yisra Achila means an Yisra Ana. Now we get to Rabbi Avoh number two. That's not true. And that's why the Gemara is going to ask a stira in Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Avoh, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, oses pelon is b'shar haniskal. If somebody makes a bandage out of a shar haniskal, shar haniskal is an ox that killed a person that was nigmar hadin to be stoned. So that ox is asur bahana. So if somebody uses any of parts of the animal to make an ispalan, it's umi chametz avalav pesach, or from chametz that a Jew owned on Pesach, and this Rabbi Yochanan seems to be holding that that's a daraisa, we pass it as a darabanan, machlokas, ein aloke. But if somebody uses these items that are asur bahana, no malkus, even though it sounds like it's an isa daraisa, lehein lo sase shabo mechuver, because their lo sase is not explicit. It's not explicitly clear in the Torah. And therefore, you're not going to get malchus. So by chametz and sharaniskal, no malchus. Mikilei akerem loke. There's all Rabbi Yochanan talking. Kilei akerem, kilayim of the vine with tevua is going to get malchus because that's a pefarish pasuk. Amar Rabbi Chanina pen tikdash pen tukad esh. If it becomes us, you have to burn it. Burning it means you can't get any anah from it. Me arla tzricha. Arla, I'm not sure if you're going to get malchus because arla has both elements. Asay l'rach koksiv. It has an assay to distance, right? The pasuk says, "Shalosh shanim yelachem arelim," right? Shall it be ma'arilit? 3 years, it should be off limits. Lo sase la'achloksev. It also says, right, a lashon of lo sase for regarding the eating. And number two, right, so in the pasuk by Arla, right, lo ye yelachem arelim lo yachel, but lo sase la'rach aloksev. What about a losa say lerachko to say it's asur b'hana? That's not explicit. So I'm not sure. So Rabbi Yochanan says chametz and shor haniskal no malchus, kilei akerem yes malchus, arla I'm not sure. But what do you see from this discussion? But you see, even though chametz shavu l'aver Pesach is it says don't eat, but it's not automatically an isur hana, right? Because it's not explicit, and therefore Ispalanis is Isser Hana. You're not going to get Malkus for that. That shows us against Rabbi Avo in the first one. So we'll see about that stira. But first, the Gemara says, Matisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, the following Braisa, which appears in a few places in Shas, right, seems to argue on Rabbi Yochanan. Mimashash, Nemar Sokolay Sokol Ashar. From the fact that it says you have to stone the ox that killed a person. V'chi ein anu yodim shebzer aso bachila. I know the basar is going to be aser to eat because you have to stone it. It's not shechted. Mata malama lo ye achelas besaro. Why does the Torah add on, don't, its meat shall not be eaten? To teach me, k'shem shu aser b'achila, kachu aser b'hanaya. Just like it's aser to eat, so it's aser to get hana'a. That's the least. So it seems to be pretty beferish. Rabbi Yochanan says if you get hana'a from Shor HaNiskal, no malchus, because it's not mivur mechuvar, it's not 100% clear. According to this Brice, it's pretty clear. And Sir Ma'avalei Rabbi Yochanan, patala b'shekadmu habaylim v'shachtuhu, switch. Misha Nigmar Dino. If the Bialim, this is what the Girsa is in all the other Gemaras, if the Bialim, after the Shor HaNiskal is about to be stoned, the Bialim goes and shechs it, so then it's not Nevela. But still, that's what the Torah is adding. Lo Yachal Pesaro, even if it was shechted, it's Midas off limits. Midas off limits, Aser Ba'achila. Good. Reb Zira Boy Kumi Reb Yavos. Now we ask the Stira that we just mentioned. Hacha Temer Hachan, Vacha Temer Hachan. I'm an Aleph Reb Yavos. You said every Yisra Achila means Yisra Ana. And here on Amad Beis, you didn't say that. Right, by Chametz and by Shor HaNiskal. Answer, Amar Lei, Chadim Shem Reb Lozer, Chadim Shem Reb Yochanan. Exactly what our Gemara says. One is, the first one, Amad Aleph was Reb Yavos in the name of Reb Lozer. He holds. Every Yisra Achila turns into an Yisra Ana. But here he says Reb Yavos, Shem Reb Yochanan, who does not say that. Every Yisra Achila does not turn into an Yisra Hana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's so much on these types of dafim where we talk about so many different Isurim, but, you know, Od Chazon LaMoed, every little one we talk about, we could talk about Chadash, we could talk about Arla, we could talk about so much to talk about. So, B'ez Hashem, want you to know and do what they can during the Shiur, and feel free to research afterwards as well.